For the coming colder months.
You are positioned to do two things, to continue to gradually, carefully, and prudently open your economy in a careful way, at the same time to avoid the challenging difficulty of what happens when a lot of things go indoor versus outdoor.
Dr. Fauci making his remarks during a recent Facebook Live session with Governor Phil Murphy. The state this month opened up indoor dining at 25% capacity. New Jersey is the most densely populated state in the nation per square mile. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Today, partly cloudy and warm. A stray shower or two is possible later this afternoon with temperatures topping out in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
65 degrees at 5:30 here at the Automated Office System Studios and from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. In 2017, Charlottesville City Council capped the number of people that could gather without a special use permit at 50. In July of this year, City Council passed a moratorium on issuing those special event permits due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and it will continue in effect until the state of emergency is lifted. Two activists had wanted to hold a Black Families March yesterday, but Katrina Turner and Rosia Parker were denied that under the city's special use event regulations. They're saying that this needs to be challenged and that they could have held the event safely.
A 12-year-old girl is helping a Charlottesville family deliver hot meals to people in need. Destiny Johnson donated the money she received from making t-shirts to the founders of Legacy Eats, an organization that has delivered 10,000 meals to families throughout Central Virginia.
5th District GOP candidate Bob Good was on WCHV Radio Friday morning addressing all the negative political action committee ads running against him.
Yeah, it is the nature of politics today, the unfortunate reality, especially what the Democrat Party has become, where you've got the billionaire class, quite frankly, funding these outside groups, funding these attack pieces.
The Thomas Jefferson Health District will be holding a free COVID-19 testing clinic in Troy next month, October 9th to be specific, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Beaver Dam Baptist Church. The clinic will be drive-through and walk-up for anyone in the community over the age of 6. However, people are encouraged to call ahead to schedule an appointment to guarantee a time slot. They can be made at 434-972-6261 between 8 and 4 on October 7th and 8th.
From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 64 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that lets you take the Rush Limbaugh program with you wherever you go. Download that free smartphone app and stream from anywhere at WCHV.com.
Have you been concerned about your aging shingles, but money for a new roof just isn't in the cards right now? Time to consider a RoofMax restoration, a simple and environmentally safe treatment that can extend the life of your roof for up to 15 years for a fraction of the cost of a replacement. RoofMax will save you thousands of dollars and your asphalt roof will look newer for it. More life, less money guaranteed. RoofMax.com with two X's or contact your local dealer, Chris, at 434-207-2074.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The legal fight between Apple and Fortnite video game maker Epic